morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Beth Olson. Of course, she's the director of Cass County Public Health. Good morning to you, Beth.
Hi, how are you, LaVon?
I'm good. So far, so good. And still hanging in there. And I hope you and your family are the same.
We are.
All right. Well, we want to talk about the healthiest state, Iowa. The goal is to be the healthiest state. And, you know, it's probably even more important this year given our virus. But, you know, every year we have colds and flu and so on. Now we just have an extra. So, healthiest state. What's that all about, Beth?
Yeah. So, Iowa has, you know, the healthiest state initiative, and it's a goal to try and become the healthiest state in the whole nation. So, obviously, that's a pretty big goal, but that organization really has a lot of really great programs and frameworks to help communities, to help work sites, even our, like, daycare and child care settings and schools, and even down to the individual, to you and me, LaVon. So
you bet.
They have a lot of great programs and just strategies to try and help Iowa become the healthiest state.
You know, and should we define health for folks? You know, this is the broad scope of health.
It absolutely is, right? It's not just looking at, one size fits all, right? It's not just looking at the food we consume. You know, it's physical. It's, the food we consume. It's emotional or mental health and well-being. And, you know, that kind of, you know, spiritual for some people, and how you, interact with your community members and if you feel a part of a community. So it's really a holistic or a big wellness picture, not just focusing on, you know, the diet and exercise piece that most people have heard time and time again.
Yes. And actually, we are going to kind of zero in on both that diet exercise thing. I don't know how many people have this sort of number in mind, 5210, but we probably should post that on our mirrors, on our refrigerator, and wherever. 5210. What does that mean, Beth?
That's right. So 5210 is actually a nationally recognized program. It's proven in a scientific method as a way to help keep kids healthy by focusing on those four simple numbers, right? And the nice thing about it is that it is so simple, 5210. Like, kids can remember that, adults can remember that. And it's not just for kids. This is good for you and I too, LaVon.
Yes.
So this is good for anyone. But it really is and has been directed at kids, you know, in school systems and in child care settings. And it's just a really easy way for kids to kind of understand and wrap their mind around some things that they can do to make some healthier choices for themselves and for their family.
It even sort of has a rhythm to it. Once you sort of get into saying it, it's sort of, I understand why it appeals to kids, but as you say, what it's all about is good for all of us. So what does the 5 stand for?
Yeah, so 5 stands for 5 or more servings of fruits and vegetables. We know, and we've been, you know, we've heard this lots of times that, you know, a diet really rich in fruits and vegetables is going to give us a ton of those vitamins and minerals that are really important for, kids while they're growing, not only, you know, for our immune system, as well as, keeping us as adults healthy, too. They're just, anytime somebody can eat more fruits and vegetables, the more the better is what I tell people.
I think for adults, the total package is good. But I think for adults, maybe fiber is one of those top of the list things that we miss if we don't eat enough fruits and vegetables.
Absolutely, LaVon. Yeah, fiber, definitely anytime you can eat more of the whole fruits and vegetables, you know, not juices. That's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about whole fruits and vegetables. That fiber is really important for adults for a number of reasons. Any of us can start to get more fruits and vegetables in our day, it's a good thing.
And we probably need to count them because it's so easy not to eat 5. You know, we need to start in the morning and kind of continue through the day. Could even be a snack.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, I think we're coming off kind of the farmer's market season and our gardens are kind of, you know, phasing out with, you know, there was a frost advisory this morning.
Yes.
So, I think we are starting to get to that time of season where it gets a little harder for us to try and do this. I think it's a lot easier for us in the summer when there's so much, you know, an overabundance of fresh produce that we can grow. So it is a really good idea to make an extra emphasis on this coming into the fall and winter months when we, maybe don't have as much readily available to us.
Yes, very good. So that's those five fruits and vegetables. So two is the next number in there, 5210. What's two about?
Yep. Two is for 2 hours or less of screen time. This is really important for kiddos with, their brains are developing, and it's really easy for kids to get home from school or practice and sit on the couch and turn on the TV or turn on, a computer game or an Xbox-type game, a video game, and they get kind of absorbed into that. And we just know that, any time you can get kids away from that screen time, it's going to help them sleep better at night. You get the TVs and the computers out of the kiddos' bedrooms. They don't need those items in their bedrooms, or especially like a cell phone that they can be searching the internet on. 2 hours or less of screen time is what's recommended for kiddos.
And as you said, especially important for children, but again for adults. And some adults, that's their job. They're going to have more than 2 hours of screen time. But one of the things that I keep seeing about now is often that time at the screen means sitting for hours and at least get up and move.
Right. It can make us really sedentary. Most of these things we're doing, we're not active while we're doing these things. I'm guilty of that. I could sit behind my computer desk at work for 8 hours a day, and get up for just a couple breaks. So I know that I'm certainly guilty of having that and having a sedentary job. So it is important to, make an effort to take breaks, go on walk breaks, and that kind of thing.
You bet. Stand up, walk around the room. Doesn't need to be 15 minutes even. Just stand up, walk around the room. So those 2 hours or less, a goal especially for children, but to remind all of us that all of that screen time is not good for us. Okay, next, we're going to 5210, so we're to one.
Yep, so 1 or more hour of physical activity a day. So we recommend this for children, 60 minutes a day of activity. So that doesn't have to be all at once. They probably get that through recess, and if they have PE, if they're in sports. So send them outside when they get home from school. They should be trying to achieve that 60 minutes of physical activity every single day. So instead of coming home and plopping down on the couch, have them go outside and ride bikes or, play catch with one of the neighbor kids or something. Anything we can do to just incorporate an active lifestyle. Something my family likes to do after supper, we get the dishes done and we go out and we go for a walk. Even if it's just a short walk, that's okay. It's something to get our legs moving and add up towards our physical activity minutes in the day.
That's where maybe having a dog helps.
It does. It does absolutely help.
for any of us, we got to keep them active, keeps us active. And, I see kids running around playing out in the yard with a dog. I mean, that's not everybody can do that, but it's just one thing. And that 1 hour. Now, I see on the website, by the way, there is a pretty good website for Healthiest State, Iowa, the Healthiest State. And for adults, it was saying at least 30 minutes of walking a day, that perhaps that's a good goal for adults now. And if you do it for a month, that's a pretty good habit.
Yes, absolutely.
So walking is just part of the activity that we can do, and kids can certainly do a lot more running and jumping. Okay, we're down to the 0, 5210.
Right, and so the 0 is 0 sugary drinks, right? We want people to drink more water. We've really seen the sugar-sweetened beverages consumptions just skyrocket, since the 1970s. And what we have seen since then is that we have children who become overweight or obese. They're not consuming as much milk, so their bones aren't as strong. And they're having a lot of dental effects, too, from all of that extra sugary drinks. And, this isn't just like soda pop. This is also our really sugary drinks or sports drinks. So, sugar-sweetened beverages come in a lot of different forms. And they all try and market to our children because that's what they're good at. And then, our kids want those items. Anytime you can serve water or milk is a really good option. And it's you know, those are low-cost items, and that's just a really healthy alternative to those sugar-sweetened beverages.
You bet. And a concern I have is a lot of them have caffeine in them. So let's remember that zero and aim for that, as you say. 5210, aimed at kids, but good for all of us. So thanks so much, Beth Olson, who is our Cass County Public Health Director, for reminding us that October is the Iowa Healthiest State Month. And until next time, here's a thought. Your body is your most precious possession, so take care of it.